I sent the homecoming queen up there with a bouquet of flowers and gave them to me. So I said, what's your name? She said, Elda Beatrice. How you spell it? I said, I guess you got a brother, Jim and John, Paul, Robert. She said, yeah, I do have. So how'd you know? I said, well, I have a brother, John, Paul, Robert. I said, my name's Jim. And I said, I have a sister, Beatrice, and one named Hattie. Cora, Margaret, she said, oh, I've got a sister, Margaret, and Addie, and said, my name's Beatrice. They had the same names that my family had.
My goodness.
And I said, would you be akin to Dick? She said, why, yes, that's my great-grandfather. So he was a cousin, and of course I could tell that she had Indian blood on her because she had high cheekbones. So, come find out that, you know, lots of over there with, you know, some old dicks. One of them's head of that Indian agency over there around Edwards. He finished law school all year. He's a pretty nice talking old boy. His name was Jim. Of course, that Jim and John, they go way back young. Francis was a new one on me. I knew that some of the old ancestors' name was Francis. But this lady wrote a preacher over at Locksburg. Won't go down to Locks, and she had a Francis and a Amelia. I never had heard of Francis for me. So the fella told me about the letter and told me that I've counted at my filling station and said, you stop over and get it. So I did. It was Greek to me. I just said that the media came from Alabama around Anderson, and her name was Amelia Miller. So I was out at the grocery store one day and I run into a cousin of mine that lived at Cole. I asked her, I said, did you ever hear of Amelia? Francis Knox. She said, well, yeah, that's Grandpa and Grandma. She, I said, Uncle Jim, that kid? She said, yes. All I'd ever heard was Uncle Jim, that kid. So I said, well, I've got a letter. And I said, you might want to correspond with the lady. And so she said, well, lent me a copy of it and send it to her. So I did. I ran off a copy of Xerox machine. Sent it to her and then I sent my sis one who lives in Alabama. Because she keeps up with family history, you know.